I remember playing 4 years of baseball in college, and it was so different than how I played in baseball. It became much more like a job. And when I read recently of a Major League Baseball player who announced his retirement, he said all of a sudden that passion just wasn't there anymore. He went on to say, physically, I think I could still play the game for years, but something that I loved my whole life and had such a passion for became a major job for me. It's just not like it used to be. My friend, what can we do when something that once energized us has become, let's say, a burden? A career can be changed, but the deepest matters of the heart, especially our relationship with Christ, well, that cries out to recapture the fervor, doesn't it, that we once knew in earlier days. Listen to the words of John the Revelator as we take a look in the second chapter of the book of Revelation. It says, "To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary, but I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Verse 5, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." And then verse 7, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." My friend, when we look at that relationship with Christ crying out to be refueled, we think of the risen Lord. He praised the church in Ephesus for their faithful service and perseverance, but then he added those words you just heard me read, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Oswald Chambers, you've heard me quote him many times. I love that daily devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. And he reminds us that old writers used to speak of the cross as the passion of our Lord. The cross is the great opening through which all the blood of Christian service runs. So if our spiritual passion has grown cold, we've got to remember again the great sacrifice of Christ for our sin. We've got to turn away from grudging service. We've got to allow the wonder of the cross to rekindle our love for Him. Amen? David McCausland gives us those words of encouragement. And Marshall says, "Oh, make my life one blazing fire of pure and fervent heart desire, the lost to find, the low to raise, and give them cause thy name to praise." Oh, my friend, as we begin a new week, a new month, may I encourage you. A passion for Jesus Christ should become a passion for telling others about Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, I pray that we would remember, therefore, from where we have fallen, that we would repent and do the works that must be done in order to refuel the fire of our love relationship with You. I pray that for myself, and I pray it for my friend listening in this day. And we do this to the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave His all for us. Amen.